Today's Radio Rookie story comes from a 16-year-old who, like many teens, often doesn't think about the consequences of her actions. Scientific research has shown that the decision-making part of the brain in adolescence is not yet fully developed. One professor of psychiatry says the teenage brain is a bit like the Nike slogan, "Just do it." Radio Rookie Jaquita's mom tries to keep a close eye on her because she knows her daughter has made some serious mistakes in the past. A note to listeners, this story includes talk of teens and sex.
Mother, I'm home!
That's my mother. She's always mad at me.
Listen, I don't have no time. I'm working right now, very busy.
On the weekend, my mother makes food to sell.
I need somebody to go and buy.
And my little brother and I deliver it to people around the neighborhood. When I'm leaving for a delivery, she tries to be funny and says, "I'm going to spit on the floor and you better be back before the spit dries." She knows I'm going to talk to boys.
Why you don't trust me?
You're too fresh.
I'm not fresh.
Very fresh.
I don't think I'm fresh.
No?
No. I think I'm a nice young lady.
Okay, nice young lady.
My mother wants me to be a nice young lady. But it seems like everybody else wants me to be that chick. Mm. That girl that everybody wants to date. I come from a Panamanian family full of girls that have big butts, thighs, hips, and all that good stuff. My mother was that chick, and all my aunts were that chick. So it's part of my heritage.
Hi, people. How y'all doing?
In my neighborhood, if you're that chick and you want to be seen, you go on Franklin Ave. Franklin's a chillable place where if I dress to impress, I get mad attention. So does my friend Serena. She's one of my besties.
Do you like the attention you get from guys?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm the bomb, like tick, tick.
My mother doesn't want me on the Ave because that's where all the boys are. She wants them to notice me, but I'm supposed to keep it pushing. Just keep walking.
I don't like you neither.
And it's true. Sometimes being that chick on the Ave can lead a girl to trouble. It all starts when you get bagged.
What's getting bagged?
Getting bagged is when the boy get your name, your phone number, and all that. It's like the first step of going out with you.
That's smooth.
Bagging girls.
We used to kind of sort of date.
Move! So when you bag a girl, what do you look for in them?
Sexiness.
In my neighborhood, bagging doesn't mean having sex. Like Mookie said, it's just getting somebody's number.
So when girls hang out, what you think they do?
They want to get bagged.
They want to get bagged?
Yeah.
That's not true for everybody. There's my cousin Tiana. She lives to make me look bad. She was valedictorian for the 8th grade. I was nowhere close. She's a virgin. I'm not. And when she gets bagged,
I just take the number and don't call.
I take the number and call every time. But I bag nothing but cute boys. When I'm home alone and my mother's out, I call my honey dips and tell them how bored I am.
Hey, now what's good?
Nothing. I'm bored.
Huh?
I'm bored.
So come to my house if you're bored. Like, yo, come over.
What are we going to do when I come over?
I'll tell you when you get it.
So if I was to come to your house, how am I not going to be bored?
Come and see. You got to just come and see. I just can't tell you over the phone.
Call like 6 times.
No.
1, 2, 3.
Come over.
And what are we going to do when I come over?
Say, watch TV.
Watch TV? You ain't even got cable.
Hey, you better not be getting yourself into no trouble.
You know me, George. I'm not getting into no trouble.
Yeah, you say that now. Come on, call
her. What?
Come around the corner.
Right now?
Yeah.
I gotta wait till my mommy walk out the house because she about to leave right now.
Alright.
Well, I'm lying. I'm not going over there. Okay, sometimes I do.
Hello?
I get caught up in a moment.
Hello?
Yeah. And that's when things can get out of control.
You home?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This is Chris.
Yeah.
We bagged each other on my block. I was walking to the laundromat in some poom poom shorts. Real short ones.
And you was like 11 when I first met you. See how you lied to me and told me?
I was 12. He gave me his number. After that, we started talking on the regular.
Nobody tell you to be going around bagging girls.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
How you figure that's what I do?
Chris is a little older than me.
I'm ugly. Girls don't like me.
I used to hate when he seen me in my school uniform. Those nasty gray slacks. Even though he said he thought it was cute. But we didn't get serious till just before my 8th grade graduation.
Oh, God, Chris. You really singing.
Go A few months later, I let him take my virginity. We didn't use a condom. He didn't bring it up, and I didn't either.
Hello.
Yo.
I just wasn't thinking straight.
You need to stop fronting, for real, for real. Keep it 100.
I am keeping it 100.
So one thing led to another, and I got pregnant.
Would you have been a part of the baby's life?
Of course.
In what way?
Every way.
Like what? Be specific.
Every way a parent is supposed to. What time is it? 5:30. By 6:30, chicken should be done.
That's crazy. I'm talking to him about a baby, and he's talking about chicken? Wow.
But I was 14 at the moment.
Huh?
You know I was 14, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I wasn't going to be able to take care of the baby by myself, so my mother made me get an abortion.
Y necesitaba que tú tengas un futuro, no baby.
She said she needed me to have a future, not a baby.
¿Por qué usted quiere que yo me...
And then her little small behind says, you don't even know how to wipe your butt.
Mom, you cannot say that.
And that I'm a little girl and I need to graduate, not have a baby. Sometimes I feel sorry for my mother, and I try to think twice before I do something stupid. But then right in front of my own face, I mess up again. Now look at me. I'm walking into a Manhattan courthouse because I got in trouble. And not just regular trouble. I got arrested. One crazy afternoon, two of the homies from school asked me to skip class and come shopping with them. We went to a department store. They picked out two polo shirts for them, gave me a credit card, and told me to pay. Come to find out, one of them stole the card.
Why do you think they picked you?
I don't know.
Think about it.
The credit card was one of my teachers.
What made you do it?
This is my advisor, Miss Coco, schooling me about it.
I don't know.
Really, you don't know? Think back to that moment. What happened?
I wanted to go shopping.
And you didn't think to ask where the money came from?
No, because usually they have money in their pocket and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You said you felt scared. And how do you feel now? You still feel scared?
I feel like kind of like okay now.
Okay. You should be terrified. So you just have to figure out, do you want to go to college or do you want to go to Rikers?
I want to go to college.
So it's every day you got to remember that choice, that that's what you want to do. And if you choose to hang out on Franklin Ave, it's all around you. But none of us can make that decision for you at all. It's going to be you.
I know what you're thinking. I'm going to end up in Rikers or being somebody's baby mother. Maybe. Maybe not. But for now, I'm stuck in a house on punishment, washing the dishes, mopping the floors, cleaning the stove, like a Panamanian Cinderella. My mother might think she can turn me into a nice young lady, but I don't think so. Like she says, a mother gives you life. A mother cannot give you mind. For WNYC, this is rookie reporter Jaquita.